Go. Let's pray. Sin is everywhere in our world, in our institutions, in our families, on television, the internet, social media, moves in and out of our smartphones, radio stations, our news networks. And if it takes one to know one, Lord, we're all experts on being sinners. In our hearts, like an abscess. Our sin, whether in action or inaction, is rooted in an attitude and activity of self-centeredness. It's a selfish mindset of thinking, feeling, and acting. Our minds are exposed daily to things that are not holy, not pure, not heavenly things. And we know, we need more of you, Jesus, less of it. But also, there's this barrage from within and without that makes it hard to focus on right when the mind is replaying all the wrong that's been done, the wrong that we've done, the wrong that we want to do. Oh, Lord. Trials that we face. God, the ironic paradox of all this is that experiencing true peace, true joy, comes through knowing how great our sin is in contrast to how holy you are. Most high and glorious God, we praise you. We praise you for being the God of love, mercy, truth, justice, and absolute perfection, whose perfect goodness made the world and everything in it, whose righteousness encompasses your every move, whose plan throughout the beginning of the earth brought salvation through Christ to unworthy sinners like us. Father in heaven, we children of the Most High, pray for joy in your promises. We worship you and pray for joy in the truths about who you are, and because of this, God, I pray that you would produce steadfastness in our attitudes, for perseverance and faith over this family of brothers and sisters who face the trials of sinful depravity every day. Heavenly Father, help us to not be spiritually broken by these trials. We pray our prayers of confession because you are worthy. We know that our faith should be tested so we can grow and attain the character and qualities that you reveal of yourself toward us in every word and deed. Please, please guide us to scriptures, to places, and to people that will help cultivate the mind of Christ within us. May your patience have its perfect work in us so that we can be made whole and perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Thank you for allowing every opportunity, bitter or sweet, that we encounter to be an opportunity for spiritual growth so that we may live above sin, being set free from it by the grace of God and his redemptive work in Jesus Christ. Amen.